Intimidation and Corona. Tutmonde e.V., an organization that stands up for female migrants and the Refugee Council, would like to help you to overcome the Corona crisis as safe as possible. Listen to us. We will explain to you what rights you have. Refugee accommodation often takes place in shared multi-bedrooms with at least 6 square meters per person. In one room of this size, a maximum of 6 people can be accommodated. It is often very narrow in the rooms, which means that the necessary distance for infection protection cannot be maintained. When staying in bunk beds, the distance between the two beds is often only approximately 80 centimeters. That means the minimum distance of 1.5 meters cannot be maintained. Therefore, authorities declare shared rooms or corridors, often even entire accommodations, to be part of one collective household. Basically, you can only protect yourself from infection from people living in other rooms. Not only do you have to wash your hands regularly, you should also wear a mask in the hallways and community areas. The kitchen and showers should be very well ventilated. Only every third shower should be used at the same time. Of course, it is even better to shower by yourself. People with pre-existing chronic conditions or severe pre-diseases, people older than 65 and pregnant women can apply to the social welfare office to be accommodated in a single room. If necessary, decentralized accommodation can be approved for the duration of the risk of infection. The Refugee Council advises on this at beratung@flüchtlingsrat-mv.de. In case that coronavirus diseases have occurred in the initial reception center for asylum applicants or in group accommodations, no advice can be offered there. In these cases, we ask you to contact beratung@flüchtlingsrat-mv as well. The responsible health department will block the facility. A distribution from the initial reception center for asylum applicants will be exposed until there are no more cases occurred and an outbreak is no longer likely. After the last case of illness, the incubation period will be considered. These measures can be applied to other infectious diseases such as measles or chickenpox.